What's bothering you? What's going on?
You know, I started out just on the wrong foot. Just something happened in the morning, and I was like, you know, I'm just not one of those people who I tend to dwell on things.
Right.
And I know that I should not do that because
I do it.
Then I end up like this, and I ruin my whole day. That you need to just move on with your day and continue on. So I don't know. I just that happened, and then I just stewed on it all day. And I texted you, and I was mad, and I was about to text this person, be like, what, you know, start a fight, and then I'm like, this is not worth it. It's not going to end up well for me. So thank God I didn't do that. And then I don't know. I went. I was like, you know what? I need some activity. I need to get out of the house a little bit. You know, burn off some of this energy. And I decided to go take a walk in the park. That's always nice, right?
Hell yeah,
that'll be good. That'll calm me down.
That's what old people do, you know, to clear their mind.
Yeah, so I go, okay, so I'm going to do that. So I get out there, I put my headphones in, I got my little tank top on that I wear, and my shorts, and my running shoes, and I'm having a walk. I'm listening to a podcast, I'm enjoying myself.
Hell yeah.
And I'm approaching, I see these teenagers in a pickup truck on the side of the road,
boy.
Just kind of sitting there. And you can just tell.
They're going to mess with you.
They're going to mess with me. I could just tell.
Yeah.
The one looks over at the other, kind of hits his buddy, and they kind of laugh and do this thing. So I have my headphones in. I can't really hear what they're saying, but I can kind of hear, you know?
And they caught you on your Michael Douglas.
Falling down
day.
Yes, exactly. So I hear this dude. It's a powerhouse gym shirt, the tank top that I'm wearing.
Oh, I know the tank top very well, my friend.
Yes, I love it. And it's very comfortable. I'm broken in.
I love it on you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think I fill it out well. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking, and I can half hear him, and he goes, hey, man, do you lift weights? Do you lift? How much do you bench?
And
he asked me how much I bench, and I just shook my head and just said, oh, no.
Not today.
And kept walking, and I got past his truck, and then I hear him go, well, why are you wearing that tank top if you don't lift?
Wow.
And I went, okay.
Isn't that amazing? Okay. There's real people like that. Like, this guy is a douche villain from a John Hughes movie,
yes.
But he's real life.
He's a bully, a teenage bully. And I thought back to my middle school days. I go, okay, let's go. Wrong day for you, sir. So I took out my headphones quick, and I did that quick turnaround. I go, what's up? And then he just goes, I was just asking if you lifted or not. That's all. I said, no, I'm taking a walk. He goes, okay.
You should have said, I'm strong enough to rip you out the window of that car, you little bitch.
Yeah, you know.
He would have probably poo-pooed in his pants right there.
I honestly, I don't want to fight.
And then you should have, and then a dead sprint towards a truck. They would have drove off immediately.
I didn't want to fight. Look.
Just screaming, put this on your TikTok, whore. And just run towards them as fast as you can.
Yeah, it just wouldn't have panned out. I'm a 36-year-old man. I can't be fighting a teenager, number one.
You're right.
That's not going to be good for me. But, you know, I just don't want to fight in general. I'm too, you know, I'm an old man now.
I feel you. No, I'm trust me. I feel you, bud.
But just and I also knew that these people tend to be pussies.
Probably have a gun, just probably kill you.
No. He backed down immediately. As soon as he got any sort of pushback, he was like, oh, no, sorry. I was just asking, you know, what your workout routine was. And I just go, okay. And I go, have a nice day. And we left.
Do you ask everybody walking through the park what their workout routine is,
douche? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just wanted to get a quick laugh. And it was just like it's funny how that feeling never leaves you of being in middle school and you get pushed up against a locker or something. And now it happened. Then you got to do that fight or flight type thing, you know? Are you gonna fight them, or are you gonna run away and then look like
a bitch? Always fun though. It's always fun to scare them though. Like when you know the little pussy bitches. Like that happens to me. Like I just pick my phone up and I put it to my ear and I just pause for like 30 seconds and I look over at them. I go, you guys might want to be out of here in like 5 minutes, or you're dead.
Yeah.
And then they'll leave. They don't know who you are. They don't know who you just called. You know, and you could be some millionaire's kid. You know, and then you just called in a hitman to kill them. They don't know these little pussies.
Really consider just not saying anything and just running over and grabbing him out of the window of the car, though, and just picking him up. Because he was a little tiny, as these people tend to be, a little tiny little effer, you know. He's got Grover arms, and he's just a little punk. But, you know, then I'll go to jail and I can't
survive
in jail.
It's a no-win. You either go to jail or, like I said, there's some coward little teenagers that got a gun out of their dad's gun case and they're wanting to prove something, you know.
I didn't get that vibe. I can feel these things out pretty well, and I could tell this kid was just a punk. He was just trying to punk me out in front of his friend.
Yeah.
You know.
I gotcha. Phone lines are open if you'd like to call and punk us out. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We will be getting to all the big stories of the day after the first break. Before we get to the phone calls, and we have some coming in, make sure you're following and interacting on our social media, because we need you, all right? We're whores, and we need your follows. We need your interaction, okay? We have to have that validation that we're actually entertaining you and doing something with our lives so that we don't go get, like, I don't know, telemarketing jobs and end up overdosing on some sort of opioid or something in a couple of years. I mean, you don't want that, right? Twitter, at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at @home_made_man. Use your Twitter, people, okay? I know it's old. It's been around for 13 years. Everybody's like, still on Twitter, you goddamn boomer. Yeah, we are, all right? And you tweet at us, and you do your shout-outs, #bholes, and then we'll pick a top tweet. It's a damn honor, all right? Crap. At Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at @home_made_man. #bholes, bitches. Instagram, Johnny B Tampa, the Johnny B Show, and @home_made_man. Johnny B. Tampa on old TikTok, get hit. And, of course, you can go to Snapchat if you'd like to show us your crotch. Even the ladies or the guys, you know, boobs, whatever, we'll take them all. You can go to Microphone Ninja is my Snapchat, and Will's is The Homemade Man. And, of course, Facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow. So make sure you get on all of that. Don't forget hmbradio.com if you want to hear Will's podcast. Don't just listen to it. Subscribe to it, okay? Mm-hmm. Do it. Give it a good review. 5 stars. Yes. Say it's the greatest thing ever.
It only takes a second. That really does help, too.
Does help, man. It helps with the algorithm. It puts them on more people's pages and all that stuff, you know. So Will can, you know, he can afford to have somebody jog with him and beat up teenagers. Mm-hmm. That'd be perfect.
That would be great.
Let's go to line one real fast. Hello. You're on the Johnny B Show. Hello.
Yup.
Hey.
Johnny, yep.
How you doing? What's up? Who it is?
Johnny, yep.
Hey, Mike over here.
Okay, bye. That was annoying.
Okay. What was that?
I have no idea.
Was he saying Johnny, yep?
Apparently.
That was odd. All right. Well, I'm sorry if we had some sort of weird thing going on there, but yeah, it wasn't working out. Let's go to line two. Hello, Johnny B Show. How can I help you?
All
right. Yeah,
perfect.
That's right. That's right, bitch. That's right.
Excellent.
Do you work out? What's your routine, ho?
How much do you bench?
Yeah.
Unreal.
A skinny little guy asked you that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so
bad. Oh, man, that is something, man.
That's a perfect. It really was. I admired the commitment of that young man, because that's really something I can't really get mad at. But then when he goes, well, what are you wearing that shirt for? And I wanted to be like, because this is America, and I can wear whatever the hell I want. Is there a problem? I played out these scenarios in my head afterwards. It always sounds much better.
How about I punch you in your stupid face?
Yeah, kill you.
Little bitch. Yeah. Jerking off.
We got the, man. You want to try line one again?
Yeah, dude, on Twitter, I just got COVID shamed again.
Oh.
Again. I posted, the Buccaneers said, we want to see your celebrations. So I posted that TikTok of me, you know, going crazy right when the Bucks won the game Sunday. Mm-hmm. And this a-hole just tweeted out a picture of like a dancing COVID virus, giving thumbs up.
Nice.
Hey, asshole, nobody cares about your shame. I'm going to do what I want, you little bitch. And guess what? He has 2 followers. That's right.
Don't interact with him, because that's going to...
Idiot.
You know.
No, I don't want to get him followers.
Yeah, just block him.
Most of the people shaming people are the worst. They're really becoming more annoying than the anti-maskers. They're starting to take the lead.
Yep. They are worse.
Oh, my God.
They're school marms. They're safety patrol in fifth grade. Remember safety patrol?
Yeah. I mean, it's been 50-50 with me where they're both, like, equally annoying. You know, the ones, I ain't wearing a mask. I dare you to say something to me. And then the school marms. But, man, the anti-maskers seem to be a little more quiet than these bitches. All right, you want to try a phone call again?
You can try. Let's see.
Let's try.
Hello, Johnny B. Show.
Hello, hey guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Dave. Hey, the same thing happened to me, but it was with me and my girlfriend. It was like four guys and a girl on jet skis, and we were on a kayak. And something very similar happened to me. It was kind of demoralizing because I don't think I could have taken all of them.
Right.
And my girlfriend was kind of egging me on. She's like, you're going to take that from them? And I'm like, yeah, there's all of them. You don't know if these are just, you know, like you don't know if they're 18 or over. Because if they're
right.
if they're underage and you get in a fight, that's child abuse.
You got to dump your girlfriend, dude. Yeah. She doesn't care about you because if she cared about you, she wouldn't put you in that situation to possibly get your ass kicked or go to jail.
It's a tough spot for a man to be in when that happens, when he's in front of his gal. Because if your lady sees that, she's going to think you're a punk. But there's also, like, courts can get involved and police officers and all that stuff. So is it really worth it? But it also, it's going to make you think that your girl's going to think that you're a bitch. So it's
but if she's a good girl, she doesn't put you in that position. She goes, don't worry about it, baby. They're just a little bitches. And you go, okay, I'm glad you said that because I was going to whoop some ass. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, I asked her if she was going to back me up.
Gotcha. All right, man. You did the right thing. Later, buddy.
Yeah, that sucks, man. That's tough. I had a girlfriend one time. I was downtown. This was like 10 years ago. And we were out with, it was me, her, and her brother who just got back from the Marines. He's a tough, tough dude. But this little tiny man, he was just drunk and just wanted to fight. You know, those types.
Yeah.
And he just said something to me, you know, cursed at me, called me a name.
Right.
And then was like, you know, what are you going to do about it? And my girlfriend went to her brother and goes, Jimmy, take care. And I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute! I can handle myself. You don't need Jimmy. Don't bother Jimmy with this. He just got back from the damn Marines. I take care of this one." But she had faith in me. Apparently, it was a bummer.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
How emasculating.
My own girl bitched me out.
Hey, Jimmy, protect me and my girlfriend Will.
Yeah.
This man's disrespecting us.
I told her. I yelled at her about that the next day.
I'm a lesbian.
Dude,
I know. Zane's mom, way back in the day, like I remember, we were pulling up. I was pulling up to get gas at this Texaco station, and it was these four like white, like young, like probably either teenagers or very early 20s, but they were like super wannabe ghetto white kids, right?
Yeah,
like,
those are the worst ones. Yeah.
Just like four Vanilla Ices, right? And I'm just pumping my gas, and it's like, and the guy's like, "Yo, bro, how much you weigh, bro?" Yeah, right. And then she like rolls down her window and goes, "Hey, you guys aren't thugs. My husband will whoop all four of your asses without." And you know what? There's a chance back then I might have done pretty well. I mean, that was me 20 years ago, but
just the odds aren't good.
Right.
Even if they're 3 foot tall, it's not great odds, you know?
Well, what I told her was, and when I got in a car and I cussed her out, I go, "Look, the most dangerous human being on the planet, at least at that time, is the white kids that are trying to be gangster, right? Mm-hmm. Because they have more to prove than like somebody that really is a gangster, right? If you run up on four guys that are really gangster, they are much less likely to bother you, right? Why do they want to bother you? They don't want to bother you. But these four dumb little rich white kids that are trying to be, you know, in CA, you know, or CWA, CWA, yeah.
What does that mean?
Crackers with an Attitude.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, these little bitches, right? They're the most dangerous. And I tried to explain that to her. They're more likely to shoot me and kill me in that situation because they're trying to prove some cred. You know, after I explained it to her, she goes, "Wow, I didn't even think of it like that." I go, "Yeah, until you open your mouth and try to get me to fight all of them. Like, what are you doing?"
The worst is the girls that pick fights. And then you have to get involved. Because they'll start running their mouth and then be like, "My boyfriend." And then you're like, "What? What? No,
She was with me. She, you know, she was with me when I ran a bar, and she's seen me crack people in the head with chairs and stuff. Like, she knew the old me, you know. And even though I got out of the bar scene once Zane was born, I didn't want to be in that scene anymore.
Yeah.
Because I was a father. But, you know, in her head, she thought I was some sort of badass. And in my head, I was like, you know what? I don't want to be that. I don't want to fight anybody. Like, I'm done with that life. And even if I can whoop their little asses, what's going to come out of it? Either I get in trouble, I'm going to get hit at least some, you know? I could get stabbed. I could get shot. Like, just you know, you got to turn the other cheek, man. We're grown-ups. Jeez.
Well, sometimes it gets, like, those girls who pick fights for their boyfriends, they want to see their boyfriend kick some dude's ass and get some horny.
Right.
You know, in the mood.
Well, yeah, because they love an alpha, of course.
Or their dad beat them or something, or get daddy issues.
How about you get out and whip their ass and get me horny, lady? How about that? I'll give you a good petering if you go and take care of their business.
Fight some dudes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't think that would have chubbed me up nicely if she would have? She's a big girl. She played college softball. She could have got out and beat their asses. Jerk. At least fight with me.
What position?
If she would have said, huh?
Outfield or catcher?
She was a first base girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big
dude, seriously, though, like, I thought she was just talking smack when we met. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm sure you're a great softball player, right? And then, like, a year after we met, she joined some, like, co-ed team at her job. And she's like, you want to come watch me play? And I go, yeah, I'm not doing anything. And I went up there, and, like, her first two at-bats, she hit home runs. She's a girl. She knocked them over the fence at a park. I went, oh, my God. I'm married to Barry Bonds. This is dumb.